The Siena College poll finds two-thirds of voters say they are okay with the phased-in reopening of the state. They believe it saves lives that would otherwise be lost to the coronavirus and that a quicker reopening could further harm the economy. Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg says the shutdown has come with a high cost, though, to individual New Yorkers.
A third of voters in this state, either themselves or someone in their household, has been laid off. One-third. That's a big number.
And New Yorkers are bracing for more. Three-quarters believe there will be a second wave of a COVID-19 outbreak later this year. But two-thirds are hopeful that schools will reopen in the fall. The poll finds Governor Andrew Cuomo's popularity has slipped a bit since an all-time high last month, but his 66% approval rating is still among the highest during his 9 years in office.
Overall, the voters are still very happy with Andrew Cuomo. He's down from those stratospheric record-setting ratings that he had last month, but still, two-thirds of voters have a favorable view of Andrew Cuomo, which, if we go back pre-pandemic, is the best it has been since 2013.
Greenberg says 81% of New Yorkers believe the governor has done a good job communicating the scope of the pandemic and implementing the right plans. The governor even is viewed favorably in his handling of distributing unemployment insurance benefits, despite some glitches with the overwhelmed state system. But Cuomo is viewed more unfavorably in his handling of nursing homes during the outbreak, where many residents died of the virus. The poll also found that the public is not concerned over the state legislature's two-month absence during the height of the outbreak. Lawmakers are back this week passing COVID-19-related bills. They say it's all right for the governor to make the major decisions for now. There will be time for the legislature to weigh in later. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.